So we'll discuss some inyani Sfiras HaOmer as we're in the time between Pesach and Shavuos. So the Torah tells us, "Usvartam lachem mimacharas haShabbos miyom aviyachem es Omer hatznufa." So the Torah clearly tells us there is a mitzvah to count the days between Pesach and Shavuos. So clearly, at one point, it was a mitzvah in HaTorah. So the question is, Bizman HaZeh, is it any different? Should counting today be any different than the time when the Torah commanded us to bring the Sfira? So that's a major machlokes in the Rishonim in terms of the status of Sfira HaOmer Bizman HaZeh. The Rambam and the Chinuch seem to say it retains its biblical character. And Tosfos, Taran, other Rishonim, probably Rov Rishonim, think it is only Derabbanan today. So what is the issue at hand? Bishlam, according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, okay, it was their right, it still is. The burden of proof is on the one who wants to change it. So what is the issue at hand, whether Sfiras or Omer is derais or Derabbanan? So the simple way of understanding the Machlokes is as follows. There's another mitzvah besides Sfiras Omer that's called the Karban Omer. They used to bring on the second, we started counting Sfira the second night of Pesach, and the next morning they used to bring the Karban Omer. So today, Bizman HaZeh, and I mean Bizman HaZeh at the time of the Rambam and Tosfos, certainly Bizman HaZeh, our time, when we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash, so there is no Karban Omer. So there's two mitzvahs, it's the Karban Omer and the Sfiras HaOmer. And when the Beis HaMikdash is up, they counted also. It wasn't that they didn't, we're not counting now instead of the Karban, they counted and they brought the Karban. So the question is that today we no longer have a Karban Omer, does that impact the other mitzvah of Sfira? In other words, the Sfiras HaOmer and Karban Omer, are they linked together? And therefore, do I say, since there's no longer a Karban Omer, so therefore Sfiras HaOmer goes from a deraisa derabbanan? What do I say? No. Sfira and Karban are two independent mitzvahs. They're coincidental. They tell me, I learn out the time. They happen to be on the same day, at different times, but the same day. But there's no inherent link between the two. So that seems to be the issue. According to those who hold it's deraisa, seem to say that they're independent. Okay, you're right. We all know there's no Karban Omer. So what? Doesn't affect the Sfira part.
The wording is Svartam Lachem Machas HaShabbos Miyem Aviyachem HaSemer. That sounds like they're very correlated.
Right, so from the actual text, yes, and others will say it might sound correlated, but it's only telling me the Zman HaMitzvah. It's not, it's no inherent, it's definitely, there's some level of connection. The question is, because you do it on the same day and you're starting it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, they're both called Omer, but even though they could be, you know, but someone you could argue it's its own name or not. But I'm saying there's definitely some link. The question is if it's a significant enough link to affect the mitzvah of Sfira. So the Rishonim would say, the Raisa seems to say no, and the Rishonim would say it's Drabanan, seem to say it is. And therefore, since we don't have a Karban Omer, it's only Drabanan. So that's a major Machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam and Chinuch on one hand versus many other Rishonim on the other hand. There's a third Shita, Rabbeinu Yeruchim. How could you have a third Shita? It's either Daraisa or Drabanan. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, so Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam, Rabbi Yeruchim held that there were two separate mitzvahs, counting days and counting weeks. That according to the Rambam and Tosfos, there's no chiluk. If you're going to say days are deraisa, so weeks are deraisa. If you hold days are derabbanan, Rabbi Yeruchim is the first one to make a distinction. Perhaps we can machalik between days and week. In other words, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam, he made a bracha on weeks. He made two separate brachas. And now Bizman HaZeh, he says, based on the linkage of the psukim, he says, he wants to make a distinction. He says, Bizman HaZeh, counting days is deraisa, but counting weeks is derabbanan. He wants to say that weeks is more strongly connected to the Karban Omer, and that went from a Daraisa Darabanan. But Bizman Hazeh, days have nothing to do with the Karban Omer. Days never had to do, and therefore he makes a distinction. Days are biblical, weeks are Darabanan. So we have three shitas in the Rishonim. Either everything's Daraisa, days and weeks, or days and weeks are both Darabanan, or you make a distinction between counting days and counting weeks. So, my nafkamina, what's the difference, let's say, according to Reino Yerucham or the others? We count us B'nai Ashkenaz, we count, let's say, Hayom, Chamisha Asa Yomim, Shehem Shnei Shavuot Yom Echad, La'omer, Ba'omer, that's a separate share, whichever one you count, or both. But, so therefore, we count the Omer afterwards. Not Nusuk Svard, but the real Svardim out there, they say, Ayom Chamisha Asa Yom La'omer, Shehem Shnei Shavuot V'Yom Echad. They say La'omer in between the days and the weeks. So, Halacha L'maisa, there's no Nafkamina, in the sense that it's not liyikuva. If you didn't say the word la'omer, you still fulfill your mitzvah. But anyway, the Sfardim, why did the Sfardim break up the days and weeks? Why do they say la'omer in the middle? So that's what Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank writes and others point out, the choshesh v'shitas Rabbeinu Yerucham, the concern for the opinion of Rabbeinu Yerucham, that as Rabbeinu Yerucham Shita is, counting days is a mitzvah in our Torah even today, and counting weeks is derabanan. So therefore, you want to be mafsik, you want to show a distinction between a mitzvah in our Torah, ad kan mitzvah in our Torah. Now we're beginning the mitzvah derabanan, so we break up la'omer after counting days. We say la'omer, and then the svarim continue on, because the choshesh v'shitas Rabbeinu Yerucham, and they want to show a distinction for the rice of drum. Where else do we find that you're doing one mitzvah which has both biblical and rabbinic qualities to it, that we show a distinction that we're finishing the mitzvah in our Torah and we're beginning the mitzvah midrabanan, Jeff? Very good.
Benching, pardon me, say,
very good. So we all know, the Gemara tells us in Brachos about the mitzvah of Berkah, the Torah tells us, Achalta v'savatu v'erachta, and the Gemara elaborates on it in the seventh parak of Brachas, about, we know we have four brachas in the benching. So the first bracha, Hazana Sakol, Moshe, regarding the man. Then Eretz Yisrael, we have Yehoshua, Nodocha. Then we have David and Shlomo. We have Bona Barachim of Yishalayim, Amen. And then we have Aruge Beitar. Chazal instituted the fourth bracha, is only rabbinical on the things that happened in Beitar, that the bodies would decompose and they were nitan l'kvura. So the Gemara tells us the first three brachas are min haTorah, and the fourth bracha is only midrabanan. That's what the Gemara talks about, that back in the day, I guess, when you're out on the field, so therefore they told you on your bench, if you're in the middle of working, so you don't say the fourth bracha. You go ahead and you count the first three brachas, and you do and you leave out the fourth. So the difference is, in terms of Gemara tells us, whether that still applies today, either your boss or more meko or we daven cook, whatever the issues are. I haven't got that shiloh yet, but the point being is that the first three are deraisa, the fourth one is drabanan. So therefore, why? So that's what the Rishonim point out. It's very strange. Usually I make a bracha, shahako ne'bidvaro, and then someone else answers amen. I don't answer shahako ne'bidvaro amen. So what do you mean? I'm making bone bracha b'yushalayim. I answer amen to my own bracha. That's not a normal practice, a normative practice. So therefore the Rishonim point out, it's there. We want to show it's the end of a unit, that we're finishing the biblical unit of Birkas HaMazon. So we're making the distinction Amen. And now we begin the fourth bracha. So similarly, that's what the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank points out. That's the minhag of the Sfardim. When they count Svira, they say La'omer in between days and weeks, because they go with Rabbeinu Yeruchim's opinion that days is biblical, weeks is drabbanan, and they want to show a distinction between days and weeks. That's one nafka mina for Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Another nafka mina would be as follows: that another nafka mina would be that the famous Beis Halevi from the Soloveitchik family, that he points out as follows. Well, see, Rav Soloveitchik from Boston has a bigger chiddush. That would be a separate shiur. But Beis Halevi has his own chiddush. That we all know the general, the normative halacha is that during Sfira it says you need Tamimos Tiyena, and we assume the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch is that if you missed counting last night, so you could count. That's why Jeff reminds everyone in the morning. You say today's the 15th day of the Omer, which is 2 weeks and 1 day. And there's no problem. You count right now. You count today. And then when you get to tonight, you continue counting with the bracha. You don't make a bracha today. You never make a bracha when you count during the day. And then you count at night. So that's it. But if you miss a 24-hour period, if you miss the whole period, so then the simple halacha would dictate that you continue counting, but without a bracha. So if you miss a full day, 24 hours plus, you continue counting without a bracha, not stop counting, continue counting without a bracha. And if you remember the next day, before the noon, so then you go ahead and you count hayom, whatever the day is, and then you continue counting with the bracha. So that's the normative halacha. So the Beis Halevi wants to say a chiddush. They even say the Beis Halevi, he might have forgot one day also. I think they say he went to the Shliach Sibor and told them, because I guess in his shul the rabbi made the bracha, so he told the Shliach Sibor, I'm gonna borrow your bracha. I'm gonna count and I'll be yotzei you, because he didn't want to. I guess he didn't want to. I don't know if it would have been a busha or whatever the reason. That's how the story goes. But the Beis Halevi sheet is. Let's say so you miss day four, so that's it. So day five, if you miss completely day four, that's it. So as we said, once you miss a complete day, it's over. It's over meaning without a bracha. You keep on going. The Beis Halevi said if you miss day four, so five and six you count without a bracha. When you get to day 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, because he says you can make a bracha. Well, clearly why? He's working with Shitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that counting days and weeks are separate mitzvahs. And yet, as I said, Bismancha Beis HaMikdash Kayam, Rabbi Yeruchim even made a bracha to Shiloh, so what? It's only Drabanan today. We don't make brachas on Drabanan, and it gets into different zechel, the different types of zechel and mikdash. Some we do make brachas on, some we don't. As when we do Hoshanas on Hoshana Rabbah, we don't make a bracha. So that's a separate discussion within Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Why wouldn't you make a bracha even if you hold the Drabanan? But clearly when he held his Daraisa, he made two brachas, and he clearly holds there's two different mitzvahs. So therefore, the Beis Halevi was lenient regarding Sfira to Omer, that if you missed a day during the week, if you missed day 7, 14, 21, then you're in trouble, according to the Beis Halevi, then there's no way out. I'll have a different Rav Soloveitchik, we'll be able to save you, maybe. But according to the Beis Halevi, you no longer will make a bracha, and you continue counting Sfira without. So according to the Beis Halevi, if you missed day 4 or 5, but you could still count on 7, 14, 21, because that's the end of a week. It's a new mitzvah.
You mean you can make brachas?
You can make a bracha, right. But the rest of it, it's based on Rabbeinu Yeruchim that days and weeks are separate mitzvahs. So we have a double machlokas in general, because we see the Rambam holds its deraisa, counting Svira Bezmanazeh as a biblical mitzvah. There's no difference between, he doesn't make any distinction between days and weeks. Either you're all in or you're all out. Either it's deraisa or it's not. So the Rambam holds everything's biblical. Counting days today, counting weeks, we got a mitzvah in our Torah. Tosis is all out. He says everything's drabanan today. Since we don't have a temple, we don't bring a karban omer anymore. And there's a link between the counting and the karban. So there's no longer a carbon, so the effort counting is only rabbinical. That's days and weeks. Everything's drabbanan. We found the middle Ashita, Rabbeinu Yerucham, who wants to make a distinction. Counting days today is biblical, but counting weeks is only rabbinical. He says, and therefore, we said, so number one, he holds days and weeks are two separate mitzvahs, as opposed to Tosis and the Rama, which hold they all go together. And we said, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, that's the way the Svardim count, not the way Nusuk Svardim. We count, today's the 15th day, which is 2 weeks on one day, La Omer. We say the words La Omer at the end of our count. The Svardim say, today's the 15th day, La Omer, and then they finish the count. Why do they break up their count between days and weeks with the word La Omer? Because they follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Yerucham, the counting days is biblical, counting weeks is rabbinical. You want to show a distinction between fulfilling a biblical mitzvah versus a rabbinical, so you show where else do we have precedent for that, that we like showing a distinction that between a biblical and rabbinical. That's benching. Every time we have bread and bench, so we have four blessings. The first three blessings are biblical. The fourth blessing we make is rabbinical. That's why we have a bracha, bona baracha v'shalayim amen. We say amen at the end of the third bracha. We never answer amen. We let someone else answer. Gadol ona amen. We have someone else who answers amen. Why do we answer amen to our own bracha? To show it's the end of the unit, it's the end of the biblical mitzvah. Now we're beginning the rabbinical part of benching. And the Beis Halevi made another distinction that if you forget counting during the, if you forget day four completely, so if you, like in general, if you remember the next morning, you count without a bracha, you continue counting with a bracha. But let's say you miss a complete day, day three, four, five, so according to the normative, say you just count the rest of the time without a bracha. The Beis Halevi says, no, that you can continue counting. You continue counting, but when you get to day 7, 14, 21, 28, etc., the end of the week, it's a new mitzvah, so you can continue making a bracha. Of course, I guess if you miss day 7 or day 14, and even according to the Beis HaLevi, you wouldn't be able to continue counting with the bracha. So that's how the Rishonim point out. I'll throw out one more kasha, since I have some more time. Since I'm not leading services this morning, I could go back to my old ways of continuing on. The kasha is with the Rambam. Because what do we say what the issue is? The issue is that, and why am I leading service? Because different shuls have different minhagim, whether they let an avil daven on Rosh Chodesh. They go back, at this time they don't let, they go back and forth on whether they let an avil daven. At this point, I'm still out. But either way, so it goes like this. So they point out the Rambam holds. We said the problem with what we're saying is, we said, if you're saying the Sfiras Omer, if Sfiras Omer is an independent mitzvah, and the Karban Omer, so then Sfiras is still biblical today. But if Sfiras is connected to the Karban Omer, so it would be no longer biblical, it's only rabbinical. So that's what we said. The problem is, the Rambam, Maimonides, you could always bring a geographical proof from the Rambam. I don't mean by where he lived at the time. You can bring a geographical proof of where he puts down a halacha that he tells you a lot, not only by what he says, but where he puts the halacha. So where could Sfiras Omer have been put? It could have been put in Hilchis Pesach, Hilchis Tfila. Where is it put? It's put in Hilchis Tamidin Umusafim. It's put into the laws of the Karbanos. So clearly the Rambam is telling me something, that Sfiras Omer is connected to the Karban Omer. He's obviously putting the laws of Sfiras Omer in laws of Karbanos. And yet the Rambam still holds Sfiras Omer's Daraisa. So the Shaila is, how could you have both? Bishrom, according to other Rishonim, they're consistent. It's either Daraisa, Drabanan, it's linked or it's not linked. But according to the Rambam, that Sfiras Omer is linked, yet he still says Daraisa. That's the Kasha they ask on the Rambam that we'll have to... I can't give you the answer. I could give it to you, but yeah, what?
So the first question is, if the person bashes up on day 7, 14, or 21, but knows that the three of the days he's good with,
right,
would he continue making the bracha on all the other days except for the weeks?
No, according
to...
because that's also one of the days. So once you miss, that's just, if you miss 7, 14, then you're totally gone.
So regardless of, okay, so that's, yeah, that's the only savior.
Yeah, because yeah,
the fact that there's a chilip between days and weeks.
Yeah, I'm saying yeah, because also because once you once you continue, yeah, and also I have to go, also the, we'll have to go into the Gemara and Menachas about the machlokes about Svira, you know, about Svira's Omer today in the Gemara. That's what we'll have to go continue with. But we need a shot in the Rambam, how he could hold its Daraisa and yet still hold there's a link to Karbanos.
According to Hebrew, if you must die four, what